We're looking for your support this morning. 218-326-1234. Is his idea great, or is it a little, you know, just let us know when you call and pledge your support. Tell us about where you live. We heard from lots of folk this week, including preschool teacher Jenny from LaPorte, who donated on Tuesday morning during Phenology Talkbacks and commented, "I'm thankful to have found a place that is personal inspiration for inspiring little minds to be thinkers and lifelong learners."
That is a very special comment. And someone who's played a big role in that is going to be joining us later on in the morning show, Heidi. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jenny, for that kind comment. Heard from Laura from Grand Rapids, also contributed Tuesday morning towards a big matching fund goal we had. And when we hit it, she said, "Yay, we did good this morning. Today's show brought tears to my eyes. You all do such a great job. Looking forward to all the programming this week." Thank you for that, Laura.
Yeah.
We do have a match on today as well. Can't read that without mentioning that. And we still do have a ways to go on that. So help bring that feeling like Tuesday with Laura to our Friday morning show by becoming a member right now.
218-326-1234. Angela from Golden Valley donated on Wednesday and commented, "The fact this station still exists says a lot about how fabulous we Minnesotans are."
Amen. I like that. Volunteer Mike Berry texted, "Really enjoying the programming this week. Hearing music from the old days on Hot Dish Time Machine shows, etc. And Heidi, Julie, and Robin's show on Wednesday was simply put, great radio. Absolutely fantastic. Keep up the great work." And Jody from Meadowlands also commented, "Thank you, ladies, for all you do to make KEXC the most therapeutic, warm, and fun-loving station ever." Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Definitely a future KEXC star DJ coming on. And, of course, you and Julie, the three crabs. You were an honorary crab for a day. Do you feel changed?
I think I've been one for a while, to be honest with you. It's one of those relationships that I think I would feel as close to Julie if I didn't know her. If you've heard her on the air, there's something about her that's just welcoming. And now her granddaughter and her daughter's on our board of directors. I mean, this is a family affair for them and for so many people. So many people that I care the most about in the world are people I've met through KEXC. Who have helped me connect with other people in the community and find out about things going on here. So thank you for that, and thank you for being a part of it. Do your part right now, 218-326-1234.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've had that experience or that's something that's been in your life and family, we want that for generations to come. We want that so Robin, who we talked about, can have that same experience years from now and can have KEXC alongside. With federal funding cuts, our situation has changed. We have different goals in our member drives. We've hit them so far. We still have some work to go through tomorrow night for this summer member drive. It's time for you to step up so that we can, you know, make those connections and family lifelong bonds in communities for many, 50 more years is the hope, at least.
Yeah. Go to KEXC.org. Yesterday morning, we heard a story from KEXC producer Jennifer Barr that she told back in April at our 50th birthday celebration, Jammin' Jen. Simon from Grand Rapids texted,
"Yeah.
I know, I loved hearing Jennifer's story this morning. It was great to learn a bit more about one of KEXC's stalwart staff members, and I certainly related to the story of a young person trying to find one's way and one's people. Ongoing thanks to KEXC and more power with the fundraiser. I'm thrilled to be a big fan and advocate for the station and the outstanding staff." And coming up after the news, we've got a story that was at that storytelling event from our very own Kari Headland.
We also heard from Rebecca from Duluth, made a donation yesterday and said, "We are longtime annual campers at Scenic State Park and enjoy KEXC while here. You provide a great soundtrack to accompany our morning and evening campfires, but quietly, of course, so as not to disturb our camping neighbors." Thank you, Rebecca, for sending that one in. I think I actually know Rebecca, and she's a community radio volunteer host at a different radio station. And even she loves KEXC, understands what we do here, and tunes in when she's in the area and is a supporter. Lots of different people helping out KEXC. Time for you to do the same. Call 218-326-1234. Heidi's looking off toward our skylight, which means is rain?
It's raining.
There we go.
It makes me very happy. It makes everything a little bit cozy. It means it's a perfect time to call and pledge your support. 218-326-1234. We're all in this together. Do your part right now. Emily from Des Moines texting in saying, my son works for a company that makes food movers for Starbucks. I've never seen one in action, but I saw it through the window. It is a conveyor tube that moves food. Seems like a pneumatic tube.
A conveyor tube that moves food.
Wow.
Through Starbucks. Okay, I'll keep an eye on that.
Our listeners,
I like that too. You know, that was another one where, like, you just thought there was going to be conveyor belts bringing food out more often when you got older.
Yeah, I
what the heck?
We're gonna get to our up north report in just a moment. When I traveled to Japan, we got to go to a restaurant that had the conveyor where we had to grab. I got nervous, right? Like, oh, I want to grab that one. I want to grab that one. And you paid by the plate is all.
Okay.
And it was all this amazing food that just went whizzing by your head and you could just pick it out.
I like that. See, that's way more fun than like looking for your luggage at the airport.
Yeah.
See, like, gosh. We've figured these things out and then we use them in one way. So that's my theory. And then we should keep finding ways to have more conveyor belts full of things.
We need your support right now. This is 91.7 KEXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, People Powered Radio for 50 years and into the future, pneumatic tubes and all. Call us, become a member, 218-326-1234. News is coming up next. It's local news by the KEXE Newsroom, an award-winning staff of reporters. Do your part right now by being a member.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. A 36-year-old Manoman woman died Wednesday morning after she was found submerged inside a car in a small lake in rural Manoman County. The Manoman County Sheriff's Office says dispatchers received a 911 call at 7:30 a.m. Responders from several area agencies used a winch on a fire truck to pull the car from the water. The woman was identified later Thursday as Kaylee Smith. Retail postal service operations in Cross Lake are now in Pine River after a vehicle slammed into the building. Cross Lake Mayor Jackson Perfierst reports no one was injured in a Tuesday crash, but the building sustained significant damage. P.O. Box customers will be able to pick up their mail with a valid ID at the Pine River Post Office located nearly 20 miles away. Local mail delivery will continue as normal. Many retail services are also available online at USPS.com. New Range Copper Nickel is proposing changes to its North Met project design. State permits were issued for the project in 2018, but it has been tied up in litigation since then. Megan Buffington has more.
North Met has been in development for over two decades. The project includes an open pit mine about 6 miles south of Babbitt and a processing plant at the former LTV plant about 6 miles north of Hoyt Lakes. It was first proposed by PolyMet, a subsidiary of multinational mining company Glencore. On Wednesday, New Range formally notified the DNR that it wants to make changes to the previously reviewed project design. One of the biggest changes would be how New Range would manage its tailings or waste. That was one of the most controversial parts of the original project. In a news release, New Range states the changes will strengthen water management and reduce discharge of water by up to 75%. The Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy says the redesign is an acknowledgement that PolyMet's original proposal was flawed. Joy Anderson is the organization's legal director.
PolyMet/New Range is not making these changes out of the goodness of their heart, right? They are making these because their previous plans were determined by Minnesota courts to be illegal.
Right now, the DNR is considering whether the changes merit a supplemental environmental impact statement. If the DNR determines this is needed, it would go on public notice with at least one public meeting. The DNR also says the changes may require new or amended permits, but an SEIS would need to happen first regardless. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
The Grand Rapids City Council on Monday approved tax increment financing, or TIF, for a new apartment complex. Emma Crabb has more on the project.
Dubbed Elevation Apartments, the new building would contain four floors and 99 units of different sizes on Southeast 2nd Avenue in Grand Rapids. Rob Matei is the city's director of community development. He says the project should cost around $20 million. Of that amount, around $2 million, or 10%, comes from a TIF note. TIF is a reimbursement that comes from the building's future property taxes. Matei says tax increment financing captures the difference between a property's old value and new value. In Elevation Apartments' case, that's a projected increase of over $200,000. Rather than collecting those taxes and using them, they are redistributed to developers until a TIF note is met.
Upon that happening, all property taxes resume full distribution to the taxing entities.
TIFs can only be used for building public infrastructure or for construction projects that otherwise wouldn't happen. Per Minnesota's TIF regulations, 20% of units in a TIF rental property must be reserved for low-income housing. Alexandria-based Herzog Property Management is one of the companies developing Elevation Apartments. It has already built one TIF property in town. Riverview Apartments, near the Grand Rapids Area Library, opened this summer. Samuel Herzog is the company's owner. He says TIF doesn't just cover construction. It'll also play an important role in providing affordable housing discounts.
Roughly 40% of the TIF that comes in every year is just going to go to cover the rent discounts that we're giving to the tenants that live there.
The building is scheduled for completion in summer of 2028. Thanks to ICTV for Meeting Audio. Emma Crabb, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
It is 7:11, almost 7:12, and you are listening to the Friday Morning Show. Thank you for being here. It is the second to the last day of the summer membership drive. We need you now more than ever. Call us at 218-326-1234. The gong signifies we've had another pledge to KAXE.
We have our second of the morning keeping us going here. Towards our summer member drive goal and our match on the morning show today. Thank you so much. Just heard from Denise in St. Paul. That one came in during the Up North Report. Maybe Denise loves that local news type of reporting that you just don't get much anymore, unfortunately. A team that's dedicated to independent journalism and fact-checking and being fair. That's what KAXE's news team is. Maybe she loved our pneumatic tubes conversation. You'll never know.
No.
You know, you'll never know which one really, really did it for her. But we all know which one is.
It's a combo platter.
A combo platter, truly. That KAXE is like a smorgasbord.
Yes.
It's like a charcuterie board.
Right. Would you like the coleslaw or the fries?
Fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always?
Here, yes.
Okay.
You know, because most of the time the coleslaw is like, okay, this is going to sound crazy. And someone who's like, actually,
well, you already told me.
Someone who's actually a nutritionist is going to say I'm wrong, but I feel like most coleslaws around here are unhealthy, are like less healthy than the French fries.
Sugar.
They're just full of like sugar mayonnaise.
Yeah,
I like a sour one. So, anyways, okay, we're getting off track here. But if I had more trust in people's coleslaw ability, I wouldn't be so firmly. French fry.
We're getting off track, but he's like, you can't get it out, can you? It's on the train of Malachi.
I had to get it out. Okay.
Like one that's not so wet and peppery is what I enjoy.
Yes.
You know?
Some flavor.
Yeah.
If the only flavor in the coleslaw is sweet, then something's wrong.
Right.
Okay. There we go. Now we can move on.
And, no, you know, buying the bag of the coleslaw material, and you can buy that and then a jar of something, and I think some people just do that, and it's, boy,
I know, that's why, like, so you can go to 8 different places, and it feels like they all got their coleslaw out of the same bag.
Yeah.
You know? That's the
We don't mean to judge. Maybe you have a good coleslaw recipe, and we could use it. 218-326-1234. Text it to us right now. We got to everything from Denise, right? Our thank yous go out to Denise from St. Paul for keeping us going. Now we need that next person. We are looking for, we need 10 to get that unlock, that match, and we keep on going. Thanks to Loggy Dome, an extra 1,000 unlocked when you do your part right now. 218-326-1234. For $20 a month, you'll get this brand new t-shirt. It is very cool. I was sporting it yesterday, and when I was out in public, people were liking it a lot.
Yeah, I heard from more people last night. We're loving it. People are like, okay, how can I get the t-shirt? And the answer is become a member.
Yeah.
Excuse me, of KAXE. The shirt says KAXE right across the front. So right off the bat, people know that you are a supporter of this community radio station, but it's in a certain font that most people will recognize as the legendary Nancy Reagan
Just say no to drugs.
Program, Dare to Resist Drugs. And we're asking you to resist algorithms. We're asking you to resist AI music. We're asking
robots.
You to resist robots picking out the music. We're asking you to resist DJs who don't even live in your community and who just voice over. That's the opposite, the antithesis, the bane of KEXE's existence. We're real people, people-powered radio. We need you to support this type of radio. Grab yourself that shirt as well. KEXE.org. You can click donate. Or give us a call, 218-326-1234, so we can go off the rails from coleslaw to pneumatic tubes, you know, to the real power and effect that our news team has. It is really like a grab bag or a little bit of everything. And that's what keeps us sane. I think that's what keeps people sane. When the news is heavy, you can have some brightness and some light and some humor and some mirth and camaraderie. But you still have to have the news team. You know, you have to be reporting on those types of things.
Yep.
And we're trying to toe that line and bring you that type of radio. And we think it's a special thing. So give us a call, 218-326-1234.
$20 a month or above for the t-shirt. We are celebrating the music of KEXE through this. The other thing about it, it's very soft. It's a really nice one to wear. Feels really good on and slimming because it's black. So that's a plus.
I just heard that the other day. And like
slimming?
Well, no, I mean, I've heard that word before, but so black, like what? I just don't, you know, I'm overthinking it, like the science behind it. How does that actually work? Why does it do that to people? Anyways, whatever reason, it's a sweet shirt. We've heard a lot of good things about it. Check it out on our Instagram page right now if you want to see some photos of it. But also go to KEXE.org. There's so much fun stuff to check out there, and you can see a picture of the t-shirt as well. Hoping to hear from... you know, we need to get up to this 10 matches during our show this morning. We're actually going to need to go right by that. So we have a bigger goal that we set for the entire member drive. These matches help us kind of clear these hurdles along the way. They help encourage you to go to KEXE.org. We're going to go right past that 10-1 today. I know, Heidi, it's our Friday morning show. We're having some fun as the rain is falling down. It is just a nice weather switch from our last few days. What are you seeing? Is it raining where you're at? You know, you hear that on KEXE. And then we share your thoughts. We have a text line. You can come directly to the air with your questions, with your concerns, with your observations on everything from our question of the week to the random topics we end up on. That is because we are a community radio station that can air those types of concerns. I'm trying to describe it in a way that...
We're here for you.
We're here for you. There we go. Yeah. I like that.
And you are welcome.
Why use so many words when few words do trick?
I like an economy of words.
I like that. What is that?
The less amount of words to describe something is...
There you go.
I feel like that is my job even and what I do in life. So
yeah, that's not me, I don't think. But
we just heard from Donette who said, things you don't hear anymore during a fun drive, go to the phone, pick up the phone, dial the phone. Love the conversations. We don't as much anymore because you can say, take the phone out of your pocket.
It's true. The phone situation has changed.
Or talk to Siri in your car. You know, like it just isn't, it's not as cozy as like the rain coming down, but you know, it's still there. It's still picking up the phone and talking to people and being a part of something. Or if you're in the middle of your morning and you don't feel like talking, do it online, KEXE.org. We're excited for this next story. So as we celebrate 50 years of KEXE throughout this entire year, we had a wonderful night of storytelling thanks to Stay Human and Michael Goldberg gathered people who are invested in and had stories to tell about the history of KEXE. And that included our staff. And we're going to hear from our very own Kari Hedlund this morning.
thank you guys all for coming out. And for last week, our spring member drive, we were celebrating our 50th all week, and that's continued this week throughout this year. It's been so fun hearing from everyone, whether they just started listening a couple years ago or they were with us from the beginning. It truly just shows the magnitude of community radio and how it affects everyone, and that's because people listen. So thank you. So my origin story also starts in that KAXE was a companion. In 2012, we moved from South Minneapolis to Marcel into the Chippewa National Forest and lived at Buckhorn Resort, Peg and Tim. There you go. Kyle worked in Big Fork, and I was the resort caretaker with our first child, Anders, who was at home with me. I didn't have a lot of social interaction at that time, other than Tim and Peg and Anders. And it was KAXE. That was my companion. Scott Hall was the comforting morning voice, welcoming me into the morning every day. John Latimer introduced me to this new world that I was living in. I didn't know northern Minnesota before that. Local foods and a deep understanding of kale came from Maggie. So thank you, Maggie. And then John and Heidi were my Friday morning friends. I started as a volunteer also, and that to me was an absolute dream of being a volunteer DJ at KAXE, playing music that I get to choose and it gets to go on the radio. Like, that was truly the dream. It gave me an outlet for creative juices to flow and a really good reason to go even further in music exploration. So many nights I'd drive up Highway 38 after doing an On the River shift, and I was just high on adrenaline. I was just like so amped and pumped. And to the point earlier made, you don't know who's listening. It maybe felt like one person was maybe listening, but it felt so good to play really great music on the radio. One story from those years at Buckhorn that relates to KAXE is about our dear cat, Indy. Before Indy, we were not cat people. We were firmly dog people. But we had to get Indy out of necessity. We had a little bit of a mouse issue in the lodge. And she was a badass kitty that was found on the streets of Fargo after a cold winter. And she was an excellent hunter. She wiped out the mice in that lodge in no time and continued to hunt from time to time outside in the woods. Don't look at me, John Latimer. I don't want to hear about my cat going outside. She would go out at night and come back in the morning, and one day she didn't come back, and then she didn't come back the next day. I called KAXE, and I reported her missing, as people do. I have had the pleasure many times of announcing lost or found pets on the air. A lot of times they're found within an hour. I've also had the immense pleasure of announcing like a lost horse or cow, which is my absolute favorite and feels like this is community radio at its core. So I also reported her missing on her microchip information. Days went by and nothing. Living in the middle of the woods, we figured some sort of prey got Indy. Then one day I got a call from a veterinarian's office in Chicago. Someone had brought a kitty in. They scanned the microchip and they saw she was reported missing. And they're required to call the number on the file of the microchip. And so they called me. How did this cat get to Chicago, you ask? I mean, that's a really good question. Someone with a cabin near Buckhorn had found Indy and thought she was a stray, so they took her in and brought her home. This gentleman, who we will call Monk, swore this cat came from his grandmother's house that burned down, and this cat was the sole survivor of this fire. He said it looked just like her. It was not the same cat. I'm just going to tell you, it was not the same cat. He told me how his kids were obsessed with this cat, and they really wanted to keep her. We did not agree. With that. She was our cat. We then worked on how to get her back to northern Minnesota. Cash flow was really tight during this time in our lives, and we had one functioning vehicle, so like a 17-hour road trip was not in the cards for us. So I was on What's for Breakfast that week. This was all happening, and Heidi had asked me to be on What's for Breakfast. Our obviously Friday morning segment. We dive deep into breakfast and other things. I remember talking with John and Heidi outside on the hill, outside of the lodge, because Anders was becoming a like noisy one-year-old at that time, and this was like my way to like, okay, Anders, you stay in here. I'm going to go on the phone outside. Our missing kitty came into this conversation along with my woes about like how to get her home. As soon as we hung up, I had a call, like literally in minutes, I had a call from Heidi, and she was like, Kari, you'll never believe it, but we found someone to go get your cat. I was like, what? I'm sorry, what? Like, that doesn't make any sense. a KEXA listener who we did not know, Becky Loomis, is Becky here tonight? Okay, yes, was heading to Chicago, and she was like, I'm going to get that cat. And so she tracked down Monk in Chicago. She tracked down his house. We had an address, spoke with Monk's wife, who it turns out it was Monk that was obsessed with her cat, not their kids. Their kids didn't care about the cat. Becky successfully got Indy and drove 8.5 hours back to Grand Rapids with a meowing kitty in the back. And almost a Chicagoan, no longer a hunter. You're welcome, John. Indy is now 15 and a half years old with arthritis in her hips and a full life lived with us here in Grand Rapids. Classic community radio coming through in like human story, connection, and fierce determination.
What a story from Kari Hedlund. Do your part. It is the summer membership drive, second to the last day. We need you right now. 218-326-1234.
Our first double gong of the morning. I know there are still some to come. People wanting us to gong in Kari's story. A couple of thank yous. We had one by the phone talking to Janet, one through the website. Whatever you do, you need to be like Judy and Elizabeth, a.k.a. Elizabeths. We heard from, first up, where am I at here? Judy in Bemidji, thank you so much. Judy, going to be getting, let's see, where did we hear from? I'm chimed in just a little while ago. There we go. Okay. Doing our part, we have a $10 member match on the morning show today. And first up, Judy stepped up, then Elizabeths from Effie, Minnesota, also a DJ here. That's why I said Elizabeths. You heard her Wednesday night, which is a great DJ name, and chimed in on the pneumatic tubes conversation. I think we do need them in hospital rooms, too. They says, okay, after a colonoscopy, very specific on the type of
procedure,
the tube could deliver a little treat, like a candy bar and a cup of coffee. So I like that. Wouldn't that be nice? You know, you get out of a... You know, you're a little disoriented, and then a tube. And that's very much on the banknote, too. Like, it brings a piece of candy.
Yeah.
There's something about it delivering, like, a little treat.
Or
that
a dog treat.
You think dogs would like that?
Well, they do that. Banks will put a little dog, they see your dog
in
your
car. Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
I mean, you probably don't
The more you know. I haven't went through a bank with a dog in my car, like, in a long time.
Yeah. We also, I think, did Judy have something to say to us on the form there?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Thanks
I
so
did
much.
At one point, and that's why I stumbled earlier.
Gotcha.
If people really want to know, but
Judy, I love your last name. First of all.
Yes.
And
we can't
love,
say that on the air.
Oh, Judy Bing from Bemidji. Thank you so much for being a member. We really appreciate it. You knew that it was important to do it right now to keep us going, sharing stories. Keep them coming. 218-326-1234. This is the Friday Morning Show.
Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon and a sky streak of gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. 'Cause the scarecrow's dressed in the latest stars, with frozen smiles to chase love away. It's human kindness just overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Thank you. think it's going to rain today. No, I think it's going to rain today.
Tom Odell's version of I Think It's Gonna Rain, and we are feeling a little bit of rain and drizzle here in Grand Rapids. What's it like where you are? This is People Powered KEXE. It's all about human kindness this morning and every morning, to be honest.
Yeah, I love being on the air in the morning show because people can always answer my questions.
Yeah.
And so what I want to know now is, did Randy Newman come up with milk of human kindness? Was that already a phrase? Do you know the answer to this?
Oh, I don't. I feel
like where did that come from? He said the milk of, you know?
Yeah. I feel like he did it. He is brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure people know because that one always like stands out to me in that song. I think, oh, yeah. Wow, what an interesting phrase. And it like works so well.
Yeah.
And so.
I don't know. I don't mean to assume that I know that, but
if anyone knows the answer.
Wouldn't put it past Randy Newman.
Where the milk of human kindness comes from. Text in 218-326-1234. Give us a call too. You can share that in your comments when you become a member. It's the Friday morning show. We've heard from 4 people so far. We need to get all the way up to 10 to unlock an additional $1,000 match. And we're going to blow right past that as well. We've got Headwaters coming up at 9. Lots of fun stuff on the morning show today. Be like Wendy in Tower, Denise in St. Paul, Judy in Bemidji, and Elizabeth in Effie, Minnesota. Where are you listening from? Where are you tuning in every morning to hear real people having real unfiltered conversations here on KAXE? Show your support for this radio station because we need your support now. Again, it's 218-326-1234. We had a little suggestion for how you can become a sustainer like Lisa, right, Heidi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lisa says you could, here's an idea. Could you give up one or two of your coffee shop beverages in a week? That would easily cover the basic membership or more. Doesn't seem like a hardship and wouldn't make or break the coffee shop, but would make a difference for KXE. Just do it.
I like that. Yeah. If you really want it to, you know, we go through, try and tap into your emotions, try and describe what the station means to us. But when you break it down, you can get very logical with it too. And it is just, you know, especially with the price of a fancy cup of coffee these days. Cut one of those out a month, one or two, and there you go. You can become a sustaining member of KAXE just like that and support us for years to come. Take Lisa's suggestion. Be like those other folks we've heard from already today. Go to KAXE.org and click donate or give us a ring.
You know, the other thing would be take a look at the memberships you have because I know probably you're like me and you wanted to watch that one show once and turns out you have this subscription to a channel you never watch. You know, there's things like that that you don't even think twice because you think, I want to watch this or I want to do this
for sure.
Thing. And the way to do it is to sign up for a monthly thing and you kind of forget. And that's not what KXE is about. We're not some corporate headquarters in New York City. We are right here.
New York City.
We are right here in Grand Rapids. We are in Bemidji. We are in Brainerd. We are on the Iron Range. We are here for you and we thank you for being a part of it. You are welcome. And you are welcome to join us right now like the folks have before. That next one keeps us going, 218-326-1234. Maybe this morning you can afford to give $1,000. Maybe you can do $60. The important thing is you keep us going. Go to KAXE.org.
Yeah, shall we give out some best wishes?
Yeah, here? I think so.
I think it is time. Time for best wishes. We wish our friends and neighbors happy birthday and happy anniversary. We'll start things off with today for July 31st. Happy 32nd anniversary today to Becky Loomis and Steve Ewins.
Yeah,
of Cohasset.
That's
you
right.
Raised your hand over there.
Yeah, because Becky's the one who saved the cat.
Oh my! Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
God, you're good at your job. You tied it all together today, didn't you? That's just good radio right there, folks.
Mike Halverson, happy 69th to you from Brooklyn Park.
Happy birthday today from Grand Rapids to Doug Lloyd.
Pam Hudson, happy 68th birthday to you from Bemidji.
And happy birthday to Aggie LaCour, LaCour of Aiken. Hopefully I'm saying that one right.
And for tomorrow, August 1st, happy 76th to Steve Norlin of Pine River.
Just like saying the names and gonging in all our members every morning on the morning show, For our members, you can even send in a birthday or anniversary to share to 218-326-1234. Again, it all comes back to real people, real community radio, talking about our community members, talking about people like you. That's what matters to us. And we need your support so we can continue to do that. Give us a call, 218-326-1234. Let's unlock this match. We're going to hear a little... Or what are we going to do?
Well, I was going to say, here's the thing. You probably have had, you're probably someone who's involved in your community. You're part of a group and you needed to get that message out. And you got a hold of KEXE and you said, hey, could you talk about this? Or could I, you know, can you give me some idea how I can do this so more people know about it? If KEXE has been that for you and helped with the group and the cause that you care about, that is a perfect reason to do your part right now. Go to KAXE.org.
We did hear from Harry from Eriksburg, too. My question was answered. Milk of Human Kindness is an expression from John Steinbeck's book, The Grapes of Wrath.
Okay,
so it does have a pre-Randy Newman history. Thank you, Harry. Questions being asked, being answered on KAXE every day of the year. Give us a call. Become a member so support that type of radio. 218-326-1234.
Malachi has chosen the song for Best Wishes. It is
from Sadie Gustafson Zook, a new Minnesota artist, moved here a little while ago, and this is a very sweet song. Who's gonna take care of me?
Engine light is on, my Medicaid is nearly gone. Who's gonna take care of me? My dashboard is blinking lights. I'm trying to rally all of my fight. Who's gonna take care of me? I almost thought the point was to all get together in all kinds of weather and look out for each other. Moved around to try to find a home. Somewhere feels safe, somewhere I can grow. Who's gonna take care of me? When kidnappers walk the streets, looking just like the police. Who's gonna take care of me? In all kinds of weather and look out for each other. We're all just doing our best, trying to pay bills and enjoy the rest. Who's gonna take care of us? It's clearly not the ones in charge.
Minnesota music here on the KAXE Friday Morning Show. Sadie Gustafson Zook is her name. The House on the Park, an album she released as a benefit album earlier this week. Heidi, it's got Jeremy Messersmith on it and a whole crew, but lots of lovely, sweet songs like that. She's asking, who's going to take care of me? We want to know who's going to take care of KAXE. We are a people-powered station, and taking care of us means your membership dollars. People have taken care since 1976, 50 years we are celebrating this year. Continue that, taking care, setting us up for success. With a strong member base, the more members, the more finances, or the more portion of our finances we can rely on from members, the better set we are to serve you throughout the future. Go ahead. Yeah.
I cut you off there. Call us 218-326-1234. We have a controversy on our hands here. We heard from Harry originally saying that Milk of Human Kindness came from Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. Mary from Bemidji says, wasn't it in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol? And our staff librarian weighing in saying, like so many great sayings, it comes from Shakespeare.
In Macbeth. Okay. Wow. So I bet that this is sort of a situation where we're all right. And
oh, that's a lovely way to think about this. Yeah, well,
that it
probably
that it isn't all of them, but right. I mean, okay.
Probably Shakespeare inspired Dickens, who inspired Steinbeck,
who inspired Randy Newman,
who inspired Tom O'Dell to do a cover of it.
Well, would you look at that?
And inspired you, because that song was the loveliest. There's nothing better than like hearing a rain song and it's raining and drizzly. And that's going to inspire you to feel like you are part of this and you make a difference, because you truly do. We need your support right now. 218-326-1234.
I was going to say, we need your kindness.
Yes. Your human kindness,
yes,
not your
yes.
robot. We're looking for
not your milk. But
I like that they point that out for us. They're not saying robot kindness, right? They're saying human kindness.
The milk of human kindness. Thank you to everyone who chimed in with that. And it's a nice little, I'm gonna be looking out for those phrases in all those different different settings. Of course, Randy Newman's song, you know, I think it's going to rain today. We can switch things up. The rain starts to fall. Heidi ran back to the library, grabbed a certain song. We are making radio on the fly. There's no pre-programmed playlists. That right there shows you that more than like any other statement could, that you'll hear songs that are adjusting to the changing world around them, because it's handpicked radio. It's real people making playlists. We don't rely on algorithms. We don't rely on AI. We don't rely on any sort of, you know, top 40, or we need to hit all these quotas or marks. That's not the kind of radio KEXE is, and we need your support. 218-326-1234, where everyone's texting in and having some fun. How about you pick up the phone and give that number a call as well and become a member right now, or head to KEXE.org. We just do need to hear from you.
We'd love to give you that t-shirt as your thank you gift, $20 a month or above. Consider donating right now, $500 or $1,000. That keeps us going. If you can make that possible, that is a huge push for us. We've got people who are helping us out by having matches on the table. Thanks, as always, to Loggy Dome. He's always the final Friday fundraiser matcher, and yep. We cannot thank you enough for that. So do your part, as Malachi said, 218-326-1234. Coming up next, a connection to nature and then a connection to breakfast, because, I mean, we all need both those things.
Nature and breakfast, mm-hmm. Sometimes at the same time.
On today's date, July 31st in the year 2002, boneset has begun to bloom. Boneset is an odd plant. Sometimes it's known by the name thruwort, but the flower is a mixture of stringy white clusters at the top of this plant. The really interesting thing about boneset and where it derived its name is that the leaves, where the stem comes up, the leaves are opposite and they appear to knit themselves together with the leaves on the other side of the plant. And it was this habit, or this appearance of habit, of these leaves knitting themselves together that gave the early practicers of medicine the idea that perhaps this plant had powers that caused things to reassemble. And so if you had broken your leg many, many, many hundreds of years ago and were treated by a doctor in the neighborhood, he might have prescribed boneset for the break. Because if the plant could grow itself together, grow its leaves together, it certainly would be helpful in growing bones together.
Ah, John Latimer, our daily dose of phenology. I always feel that way when I hear his voice. And good news, an hour from now, John Latimer will be in... Oh, yeah. Was it a secret?
We maybe alerted people, but okay. You know, we had given some very strong clues. And I was just thinking, normally after we play the Daily Dose of Phenology, we let people know to tune in Tuesday mornings. But today, you don't have to wait that long at all.
No, not at all.
The star of the show.
That's right.
Coming at 8:40 on this Friday morning show to talk about my big question. Does nature happen on days other than Tuesday?
No.
No.
We'll see. We'll
not in the same way. Not in the same way.
We'll see what he has to say.
Support for KEXE comes from the Mental Health Crisis Response Team of Itasca County. Trained providers are available to serve fellow veterans 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by dialing 211. And from the Lake Country Journal, a lifestyle magazine since 1997, lakecountryjournal.com.
We sure appreciate you listening today and helping us out. We need to keep it going, and we can do that because you're going to make that pledge of support. $5 a month, $40 a month. We've heard from people at all different levels this morning. Do what you can. Go to kaxe.org. We've got a couple folks here to answer your phone calls, and that includes our volunteer, Janet. And Jam and Jen is here as well, Jennifer. And we'd love to take your phone call as well and get to meet you.
It's 218-326-1234. Let's let that gong ring out. Get up to 10 members. It could be sustaining increases, a little additional gift, whatever it is that'll unlock us that match from the wonderful Longy Dome, who understands what KAXE means. Overall, we're looking for $50,000 this summer member drive. Two more days, counting the day we're in right now on the Friday morning show. The time is now. We got to kick things into gear. Be like those four we've heard from already today who have stepped up before even 8 o'clock. They've taken care of their duty to KEXC to support this radio station that they rely on. It's time for you to do the same. Go to the phone number, go to the website, and show us your support. Show us and tell us what this radio station means to you.
Up next, though, you know it, you love it. It's What's for Breakfast.
It don't matter if you're tall. It don't matter if you're small. It don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all. 'Cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last. And we'll be friends holding fast. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to play a part. What better thing could ever be than a kindly heart? And I'll have yours and you have mine to last. We'll be friends holding fast. Talk all day, I'll listen. There's nothing we'll be missing. We don't need to paint the world. Everything will glisten. We'll be light as balloons.
Exactly what friends can be. Talking about breakfast, talking about our communities. It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. We pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. This is very exciting. Allie Ofterheide joins us now. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Have you had your breakfast yet?
I have not.
Okay.
But I will soon.
Are you thinking about it? Do you already know what you're going to have? What's the breakfast situation looking like?
Breakfast, yeah, it's all prepped. I usually make like several days of overnight oats, and they're just stacked in the fridge. So coffee first, though. So I just finished my two cups. It's got overnight oats with some blueberries, maple syrup.
Oh, wow.
On deck.
Ooh. Okay, so why is oatmeal so much better with the overnight business?
I don't know. I feel like overnight oats taste kind of like dessert-like to me versus the old-fashioned.
Right.
I have nothing against hot oats. I switch it up sometimes, but...
Okay.
Do you always do the same toppings?
No, last week it was strawberries.
Okay.
This week it's blueberries.
Okay, now I feel sort of silly. Are overnight oats... usually you eat them cold, or can you also heat them up overnight
oats. I don't understand oats either. I'm going to be fully honest.
Okay.
And should I explain what? Yeah. I eat it cold.
Okay.
It's like, so it's 1-to-2 ratio of oats and choice of milk and then whatever else you want to put in it, and it soaks so the oats get soft. And yeah, I don't know. I eat it cold. I haven't thought about heating it up.
Okay.
Okay. You said you've had your 2 cups. Are you like a strictly, do you stick with 2 cups kind of always the same, or is there ever a chance of a third one?
No, I'll drink coffee all day.
Ah, okay.
I don't even know how many cups I have, but
there you go. That's that's like me. Where are we speaking to you from today, Allie?
Oh yeah.
I am in Chisholm, Minnesota.
Are you getting some rain as well? It's a nice, cool, bit of a switch up today. What's it like in Chisholm?
It looks gray out my window. I'm not sure that I'm seeing rain right now.
Okay.
Wouldn't mind some.
Yeah. What are your plans for this Friday of our summer member drive?
Oh, hold on one second. I don't think Allie will mind this. We have some business to do. Can you take a gong there?
Oh, yes, I do have some.
Mr. Coons, come on now. All right. We just heard from a volunteer to KEXE, Heather Kidd, longtime friend of mine. We went to high school together.
I didn't know that.
Yes. She's from Minneapolis, but she comes up to do her great, great shows. Thank you so much, Heather. Hope you're having a good time at the cabin. Hope this rain means you're going to be playing some board games or who knows what. I know you'll have a great time when you're up north this time. And she'll be on in August. She'll be doing another show on a weekend. So thank you so much, Heather. Thank you, Sarah. We really appreciate the two of you and your membership to KEXE.
We are speaking to Allie Ofterheide on What's for Breakfast. So, Allie, you are also a member. When did you become a member of KEXE, and why did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's been two to three years or so. And I became a member just because I was listening a lot. I started DJing on the river. I did some phonology reports with my students. So I was involved with the station, so it made sense to be, and listening a lot, so it made sense to be a member. I don't know. I think it's been two and a half years or so.
I love that because we often say, you know, if you're hearing our voices now, if it's a station you tune into, that's a good enough reason to become a member. And a lot of times people have all different types of stories of why they support KEXE, but I love to hear that from you. You know, you were listening and you understand that members make this go round. So,
and you know, every single member is important, but Allie, you know, you need to check records, but you live with someone who is our youngest member of KEXE, if I'm not mistaken.
I do. Yeah. My son, Ruben, just opened his eyes.
Oh,
must have known something was going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he reading the bassinet warning, which you said he's prone to do in the morning?
He's studying the screen instead. More of a visual morning.
Nice.
Yeah. Usually he likes to read that label for a while.
Wow. A reader already. Congratulations. And we got to talk to your husband too. And it's just, it's so cool. All these folks, different walks of life, different times in their lives, bringing in new people. You know, Ruben someday is going to be, you know, who knows, going to be an on-air volunteer or, you know, probably a lifelong member of KX. I mean, how could you not be?
Oh, absolutely. We'll raise them right.
So what are you guys going to be doing this Friday? Are you going to have KEXE on? Does Ruben have any favorite programs yet? What's going on?
Oh, we do usually have it on. I've been home with him, so a lot of time in the house. But I have KEXE going on the stereo usually. I don't know. We usually start with a walk, and then take things from there.
There you go. I like that.
Whatever we feel like.
Let Ruben decide.
But the walk's a big routine lately, so it's been good.
Now
he's doing his morning smiles right now.
Now, Malika, you have had the pleasure of, you've held Ruben, have you not?
I've held Ruben. Yep.
So I'm curious.
Great.
I know Allie and I know you, Malachi, you guys know each other, you're friends. Did you know each other from before? How did that happen?
Before KAXE?
Yeah.
No, Allie, do you want to? Allie, you do the honors.
Oh, sure.
People have heard enough of me.
we met at Trivia, right?
Yes.
KXE Trivia, like, a couple years ago.
We did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I said, who are you?
Yeah.
I said, what are you guys doing here? And the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah. And I feel very lucky that I got to meet Ruben and get to know Chisholm as well and the Iron Range through Allie and Isaac. Oh, there we go.
First time on the air.
Yeah.
Actually, Ruben was on the air.
Oh, that's
right. There he is.
Yeah, tell us about...
Oh, yeah, he joined.
One of the things I wanted to ask, so, you know, if someone ever says, I can't volunteer, I've just given birth, I'm too busy, I have a baby, I can't host a show, Allie, what would you tell him?
I would say you can bring your baby into the studio and the baby can look at all the cool CDs and sit in a bouncer and watch you host radio.
How was it? Was that a special moment?
It was good. I do have to say, it was me and my husband hosting. I don't know if I could do a solo baby hosting, but we took turns. He actually slept through most of the show. He took one of his best naps there.
Because the music choices were so good, right? Not because he was bored.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. No. I don't think babies can get bored.
That's a good point.
They're like, this is the first time I've done all of this. You know, how could you be bored?
You know, we're going to have John Latimer be joining us in at about 8:40. And you mentioned that you'd done some phonology with your students. Tell us a little bit about what attracted you to kind of getting involved with KXE like this, because this is one of the really unique things that KXE does.
Oh, sure. You mean in terms of hosting or doing phonology reports?
Yeah, and just kind of this whole concept of this and then bringing that into a classroom.
Yeah, I think I hadn't actually really listened to that show as much because it's so early.
Yeah.
But I think I was at Iron Range Earth Fest.
Oh, sure.
And like talked to him there about programming and then got linked up in the following school year and so I did 2 years of phonology reports.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. I think it's I was teaching like elementary science. Kids are, you know, some of the kids are excited about the phonology, some are excited about hearing their voices on air, some both. But it's been great for everyone.
Yeah. Do you have any, would you like to share a message with John? You know, he'll be in a little under an hour, you know, we can pass it on for you. Or maybe he's listening right now.
Oh gosh. I don't know if I can be so profound this early in the morning. I don't know. I mean, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with young people.
That's profound.
Yeah, amazing stuff comes out of Tuesday mornings. It's been on for, it's going to be almost 43 years come this fall. I always forget the number there. But... Oh, hey, Ruben. How you doing?
There we go.
He loves phonology.
Oh my gosh.
He said, tell John this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was his message.
I'll have Heidi pass that one on.
Yes. There we go.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, we sure appreciate it.
Letting us join in with your morning routine. I hope you have a nice Friday. Thank you for your membership and mm-hmm. helping out with phonology in the many different ways. And of course, folks can stay tuned for the next Allie, Isaac, and Ruben on the River show.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Allie.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. That is What's for Breakfast. You know it. You love it. You have come to rely on it. You get to hear stories of the people who live here through What's for Breakfast. It is one of those segments along with like phonology where people go, it's just, there's just something about it to be able to hear someone just, we get a glimpse. We felt like we were sitting there.
I know.
With her.
Yeah. You know? And I always enjoy, you've told me when you've been to some conferences and some other things where radio people to get together, people are often amazed, first of all, that we do something like What's for Breakfast mm-hmm. and like the phonology show. And then you've also said other people have tried it and it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I think that's such like a telling story about KEXC that members care so much and want to be a part of the conversation and want to be a part of the radio station that we're able to have guests on every Friday and keep it fresh. And it's informal. It's community based. It's